Merci Sébastien et Philippe for that demonstration. Now Benjamin talks about software patents in Europe via the case law of a central patent court. So this one, okay.
So after the demonstration on how to block your Caddy, I will show you how to block your software, which is, my method is quite efficient, is that I go for the patent office, the European patent office or US patent office. I claim a patent and I sue anybody who is doing software. So I'm gonna quickly explain how to validate software patents in Europe. I know that many of you believe that there are no software patents in Europe and that it's not valid. So I will show you how the pro-patent lobby has now decided to validate software patents through the creation of a central patent court. Software patent, in short, what they do, for example, no MP3 in your OpenMoco, no DTS in your VideoLAN, no Mosaic in GIMP, no Linux, no BlackBerry, and no voice over IP. The law in Europe is the European Patent Convention, where Article 52.2 says computer programs are excluded from the patentability, and 52.3 says as such. There were two attempts to change the law, one in 2000, where proposal to delete this computer program exception in the European Patent Convention, and another one in 2005 with the Software Patent Directive, which was rejected by the Parliament. It was some kind of a battle that was won against the pro-patent lobby, which has a very lot of money against small software developers, but not the war. Just after the rejection of the patent directive, the patent empire strikes back. Now they were pushing in 2006 for the creation of a central patent court, which could adopt case law that would validate the practice of the European Patent Office. And this was pushed via the European Patent Litigation Agreement, which was an international treaty outside of the EU. When you cannot change a law, you can try to change the courts, and that's what they are exactly trying to do. The Commission launched a consultation in 2006 where the big software companies, Siemens, Alcatel, Nokia, BSA, Microsoft, all asked for not reopening the software patent debate and just create a central court for a central case law on this issue. The EPLA project was about removing national courts to judge about patents and to replace them by a central patent court. This was a quote from the German Ministry of Economics, which said that the legalization of software patents should be done via a common patent court system. This one was a quote from the lobbyist of ECTA, the large software companies. It says that it's not about codifying software patents, but providing better protection for invention with embedded software. Yesterday, there was Brigitte Tsipras, German Ministry of Justice. She said that 2009 must be the year where we should have the Community Patent and the European Patent Court. This one was a quote just after the rejection of the Software Patent Directive on the 7th of July 2005, where some MEPs said that the issue of software patents should be addressed in the committee patent. This one was from Hartmut Pilsch, the ex-president of FI, who said the new debate about software patents won't talk about software patents, it would just try to create a patent court without mentioning the word software. Right now there is a real patent crisis. There are many thousands of software patents pending in the US or European patent offices, and they are facing a tsunami of patent application. There is a race in litigation, especially in the United States. There are more disasters coming, such as the BlackBerry, where every BlackBerry user would be forced to throw the BlackBerry the dustbin because the software is infringing patents and the manufacturer is not able to provide service or sell devices. Banks are now looking at how they give credit based on patents. So might be that with the financial crisis we might have a patent bubble. There is global contagion. There are debates about software patents in India, United States, New Zealand, and also right now at the European Patent Office. We have set up a World Day on the 24th of September. There is now a new world petition trying to cast the right message. And there are two proposals for a national road, which is ask for the clarification on the European Patent Convention in your country. So there is a need for action, delay this central patent court, rebuild the community, and I have a free t-shirt now for the end of my talk. Thank you.